It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And that sound means we are closing in on opening night. Indiana Pacers and Brooklyn Nets on Wednesday, October 18th. The Pacers opening night just a couple of days away. Hello and welcome into our season opening edition of Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM. 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan, live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. If it's your first time with us, Pacers Weekly airs live from 10 to 11 every Saturday morning during the Pacers season. And we've got a great first show lined up for you. In this next hour, you will hear from Nate McMillan, Victor Oladipo, Pacers president and COO Rick Fuson, as well as our regular cast and crew, Mark Boyle, Chris Denari, Eddie White, Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson, will all join us here in the next hour talking different discussions, different topics that relate to Pacers basketball as we prepare for Indiana's season opener against the Brooklyn Nets. It's Wednesday, October 18th, a 7 o'clock tip from Bankers Life Fieldhouse. You can be there by visiting pacers.com/tickets. Then on Friday, October the 20th, Pacers game number 2 of the season is also at home. Indiana hosts the Portland Trailblazers. It's also a 7 o'clock tip. You can get there by visiting pacers.com/tickets. Or if you are with us throughout the show, we're going to be giving away a pair of 2 lower-level tickets for that game against Portland coming up at some point in this show. All you have to do is listen, and we will give away the number to call in once it is the appropriate time, and we will send 2 people to Bankers Life Fieldhouse in 6 days for game number 2. It's the first game on a Friday night this season, the first weekend game of the season against the Portland Trailblazers. And one of our listeners will be going to that game, 2 seats for free in the lower level coming up later in the show. All you have to do is listen. Before we get there, we have Fan Jam coming up tomorrow. Pacers.com/FanJam. It's a free admission. You get a Pepsi products, chips, hot dog free, a t-shirt if you're one of the first 5,000 fans in the building. If you've never been, it's a fantastic opportunity to interact with different Pacers players, the coaches. They're all readily available. You'll have your opportunity to get a picture with some of the players and the coaches, and you'll watch a live scrimmage as well and some exciting aspects that always go with Pacers Fan Jam. That starts at 1 o'clock. It's tomorrow. It's a terrific family event. If you've never been there, make sure to check out pacers.com/fanjam where you can pick up your complimentary ticket. Opening night again Wednesday, October 18th against the Brooklyn Nets, and then against the Portland Trailblazers on Friday, October the 20th. As always, there will be regular radio and television coverage with the pregame shows starting here at 6:30 on the radio, and Jeremiah Johnson on Fox Sports Indiana. He'll join us later in the show. We'll be beginning before that Brooklyn game as well on Fox Sports Indiana for the television coverage of all 82 games throughout the regular season. That's coming on Fox Sports Indiana. We have a jam-packed show for you. We would love to hear from you as well. 317-239-1070 is the number that you can call in, talk Pacers basketball with us. And at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter if you prefer that route. Coming up next, we'll start off with Pacers play-by-play voice Mark Boyle. He had a chance to sit down with head coach Nate McMillan, and we will hear their conversation coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Thank you, Pat. The season about to get underway. But before we get to that, Nate, this was a unique preseason in that you had an extraordinarily high turnover, and the preseason was shorter both in terms of days and exhibition games. Did those things combine to make training camp in any way more difficult for the coaches and players?
Actually, you know, we were able to get a lot of work in and get a lot of things in with the two groups. I felt I had a starting lineup and a second unit that I wanted to go with. And really right from the start of training camp, we allowed those guys to practice together and scrimmage together. I didn't really mix in different combinations much during training camp so that those guys could, you know, work on chemistry and, feel for one another out on the floor. So we were able to jump on it right away. We was able to get in a lot of work during training camp and felt like, you know, the 4 games that we had in preseason was pretty good for us. And we got a good look at our guys and what they're capable of doing.
The most prominent offseason move involved Paul George. Now, the 2 guys you got, Victor Oladipo and Mr. Sabonis, both played extensively in preseason. Are they fitting in the way you'd hoped?
Yeah, both guys have a lot of potential, and we will be starting Victor at the two guard, and again, having the opportunity to see him in practice and then in a couple preseason games, his ability to handle the ball, his speed on the floor, we really want to try to get that ball out, first rebound the ball, but get that ball out to Victor in the open court. I think he can be one of a tough guard for teams in transition when he is pushing the ball. Sabonis has been a really just solid coming off the bench playing the five. I look to play him and Miles a little bit at the four and the five position. So he brings versatility. His ability to rebound the ball is something that we certainly need. But I think his basketball IQ, he just makes players better when he's out on the floor.
You alluded there to Miles Turner, who I think by any reasonable definition would be, for lack of a better term, your marquee player right now. He's still very young. Is he progressing the way you'd hoped?
Yeah, he still, has some a learning curve, and it's going to be different this year for him simply because he doesn't have those veterans that he's had the last two seasons. Paul is now gone, and Monte and Stuckey and all of those guys that he was playing with, Jan Mahimi, when he first came here. Now he is going to be a go-to guy. A guy that we try to personalize our offense, to give him some touches, to possibly close out some games. Defensively, he's got to be that anchor on the defensive end of the floor, guarding the pick and roll, as well as rebounding the ball for us. So his role really changed this offseason with the trade of Paul George and Jeff Teague.
With those older guys that you mentioned now gone, would there be a leadership void? Are you looking for somebody to fill that?
We certainly are looking for that. And, that's something that we've talked about throughout the training camp. And really, I've talked to Miles about this, really for the last 2-3 years. I kind of felt like, he was eventually going to be a veteran in a locker room. And I've always told him, you look at the veterans that you are playing with and the things that they do and the things that you like and dislike about that, because you're going to one day be in that situation, in that role. Did not know that it would come as soon as it did. And here he is being the guy who has to be that leader in a locker room. And he has to set the tone and the example for, what we want to be about here in the Pacers organization. So he's had a couple of years to be groomed, and now he has that opportunity to lead.
You've mentioned more than once that you'd like to get out and run, force tempo, and so forth. Now the cornerstones of that are often defense and rebounding. Do you feel you're strong enough in those areas to run the way you want to?
Well, we're going to certainly bust our behinds to try to become a better rebounding team. We are smaller than we have been in the past at the guard position. Our guards the last few years have been good rebounding guards, and we've still struggled to rebound the ball. With us being smaller, we certainly got to be a gang rebounding team. Miles has worked to be a better rebounder. Thaddeus is not the biggest power forward, but he does a good job of getting in on the boards. And we had Paul, who was a good rebounder, adding Lance to the roster again. And Victor, I think he can get in there and help on the boards. We have to gang rebound. It's as simple as that. We're smaller. We hope to be more scrappier and faster to the ball. So are we a better rebounding team than Pat? Remains to be seen.
Let's close with this, because the season is starting next week. Do you have a baseline expectation, not necessarily made in terms of wins, just a baseline expectation of what you're looking for from this group, at least at the outset of the season?
Well, Mark, I play to win, man. And, a lot of people are writing us off and, talking about, we're taking a step back. And, for us, I think it's a challenge. And I have challenged our guys that we got to come together, and we need to try to come together as quick as possible. I think with this team being a scrappy team and, you know, putting hustle and heart out on the floor. I think anytime you give that type of effort, you have a chance to win ball games. And, you know, that's our approach. That's been our approach during training camp. We want to be about hustle and heart. I feel like if you bring that approach, it'll set you apart from the rest of the teams in this league, and you can win some games. So our goal, you know, is to get to the playoffs. You know, that's what we are playing for, and we get there, then to try and advance. But I'm not taking the approach that we are taking a step back. You know, we have something to prove, and I've challenged myself and our guys to prove that.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us on Pacers Weekly, as he will periodically throughout the course of the season. Season, by the way, does start next week. Home games Wednesday with Brooklyn, Friday with Portland, and then a three-game road trip next Saturday starting in Miami. I'm Mark Boyle. We go back now to Pat Boylan in our studio.
All right, Mark and Nate, thank you. And if you're with us all year long here on Pacers Weekly, you will routinely hear Mark and Nate converse at the beginning of our show. Hey, if you haven't had a chance to check out PacersTeamStore.com, make sure to do that. Sell the Pacers in the preseason. They have brand new uniforms, all new Nike gear. PacersTeamStore.com, where you can visit the team store at Bankers Life Fieldhouse and get your new and updated Pacers gear and your new and updated Pacers Nike gear. We'd love to hear from you. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter with your questions, and we can pass those on to Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson. Those two will be joining us live later in the show. Coming up next, it's time for the debut on the season of Denary's Den. Chris Denary, Pacers TV play-by-play voice, sits down with Victor Oladipo coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the U.S. Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's time.
Oh, baby!
It's time to set your radio to FM 1075 at 1070 The Fan. Wednesday night, as the Indiana Pacers open the season at home against the Brooklyn Nets, Pat Boylan has the pregame starting at 6:30. Then stick around for your first look at the new-look Indiana Pacers.
The Indiana Pacers select T.J. Lee.
In Indiana, we grow basketball. And you can only hear it on FM 1075 and 1070 The Fan.
Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. By the way, for the second year, we will be podcasting this show and putting them up on Pacers.com/sound or SoundCloud page. If you follow the Pacers on iTunes, you will get them there. Pacers Sound on iTunes, you will get them there. So if you miss any of the show, this show, any future shows, you can make sure to catch the podcast. It will be posted shortly after the show. Victor Oladipo was the Pacers' leading scorer in preseason. He might be up there as well once the regular season gets underway. Here's his conversation inside Denary's Den with Chris Denary.
Thanks a lot, Pat. A couple of weeks into training camp, Victor, you get ready for the start of the regular season. How have the last 2 weeks been?
They've been pretty good, you know, just trying to get acclimated with my teammates, trying to get acclimated with each other, and just going out there and, you know, just trying to get used to each other, build some chemistry. I think we've been doing a great job of getting to know each other this preseason, this training camp. It's not going to come overnight. Obviously, we're a new team. We've all, new to each other, so we got to get used to playing with each other. But I think for the most part, we can be a special group.
One thing I've noticed is how quick you guys like to play, you in particular. What has Nate McMillan told you guys during training camp about playing fast?
We want to set the pace. We want to play fast. We want to get out and run, get out and make things happen. So that's what we're trying to do.
You and I
be quick but not hurry.
Yeah. So. You and I spent some time in South Africa. That was really just after the trade. And now that you've been in Indianapolis and back in your second home, if you will, what's it been like?
It's been good to be back here, see familiar faces. Be in a familiar place, actually know where I'm going and know where to go. So it's been a great opportunity. It's been a great couple of weeks being back here. And I'm just glad to be home, and I'm going to make the most of it.
I know it was just a preseason game on Tuesday night, and the regular season opener is next Wednesday against Brooklyn. But on that opening night, what will it be like for you personally to run out on the floor as a member of the starting lineup for the Indiana Pacers?
It mean a lot. It'll mean a lot to hear my name called and to go out there and compete with this team and this organization. And it's pretty much where it all started for me. And I feel like when I left here, I kind of left something here. I feel like I need to get back to this state a little more than what I did before. So it's amazing how I kind of found my way back here, and I got to make the most of the opportunity I have here.
You are clearly one of the building blocks of this franchise now. Tell me a little bit about your teammate in Miles Turner, what your expectations from him and maybe some of your other teammates this year.
I just expect Miles to do what he does, man. Miles is a great, great talent, great young talent. He keeps getting better, growing. He's a willing learner. And he's good, man. He helps everybody out. He helps everybody get better. And that's big for us, especially at him starting at the five for us and being our starting center and kind of, setting the tone in our paint. It's big to have somebody like that. So we got a lot of great talent here, great talented players, and I'm just glad to be here.
One other guy, you played with him last year. He was a rookie in OKC. That's Domas Sabonis. Had a double-double the other night. We've seen some good things off the bench. What is something that fans don't know about Domas that maybe you learned last year in OKC?
He's just young, man, and to be so young, he's always in the right place at the right time. He's a willing learner, obviously, but you can't really teach always being in the right place at the right time, and he literally always is. He always does the right thing. He's willing to learn. He does whatever it takes to help his team win, and he wants to play well. So to be that hungry and that young is a great combination. The sky's the limit for him.
Finally, we're sitting here in the brand-new, beautiful St. Vincent Center. What's it like to come to work every day in this building?
Well, it's refreshing, actually, to come here. To have this new facility and have so many resources here in this organization, it's definitely refreshing to be able to come here every day and realize that you can utilize this and have full access to this anytime you want. So never take that for granted, and it's definitely a blessing.
Victor Oladipo is inside Daenerys Den. We'll do this throughout the regular season. Vic, congratulations on being here. We can't wait for the regular season, and best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Victor Oladipo, inside Daenerys Den. Back to you, Pat.
Chris and Victor, thank you. Pacers fans, if you've not checked out the new Pacers app, it's new and improved. You're going to want to make sure you download that in the App Store or by visiting pacers.com/app. Your opportunity to get stats, tweets, videos, stories, all directly to your phone. And if you're there on game night, you can open that app and find ways to enhance your experience. Again, pacers.com/app or in the App Store is where you can download it. Coming up in Pacers Weekly, we still have yet to hear from Pacers president and COO Rick Fusen. He joins Eddie White coming up later in this show. We'll be joined live later as well by Jeremiah Johnson and Mark Monteith. But coming up next, if you've been around the field house, you've noticed some construction going on and a switch in the Pacers restaurant spot next to Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Jason's Deli has moved in. And coming up, we will chat with the general manager of the downtown location on some specials that they can get you if you're visiting on game day. Jason's Deli general manager is coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You deserve fast access to the best and most compassionate care in Indiana with St. Vincent. To find a St. Vincent doctor near you, or schedule an online visit or an immediate care visit, go to GetSt.VincentCare.org. That's GetSt.VincentCare.org.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at PapaJohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time. Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOINC.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Welcome back to Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We are now inside Jason's Deli. You may have had the chance to come here if you've been inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse within the last couple of weeks or seen their construction over the past couple of months. And joining us now is Aaron Blaylock, the GM of the downtown location. Aaron, what was it about this location and the partnership with Bankers Life Fieldhouse that was intriguing to you guys?
Well, one of the reasons why we wanted to be here at Bankers Life was, you know, really to brand who we are, who Jason's Deli is. You know, we're very proud of our menu, and it's just being downtown is a very active, you know, part of the city, and it's just very cool to be here. And we think that the Pacers fans who come in and, you know, watch these ball games, if they come and eat with us, they're really going to see the value that you're going to get, you know, with Jason's Deli.
You guys have a couple locations on the north side. We'll get to those in a little bit. But for those people who might have attended those locations, this one has a little bit different of a feel, a little bit different of a menu than your other two spots.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, our hours are a little bit different. We're open in the morning at 7 a.m. for breakfast. Some very good selections there for the breakfast menu. We do close at 5 p.m., so we're not really open for the evening crowd. But we do have our lunch menu that's available from 10 a.m. till about 5 p.m. in the afternoon. We have our salad bar there. And we have some other items on our breakfast menu. We have our new breakfast casserole that it's very, very good. We've had some really good feedback from that. And we still have our, of course, our catering menu that we're rolling out downtown. So, you know, we would love the opportunity to, of course, feed the people downtown.
For those who haven't had the chance to go to a Jason's Deli before, what makes your restaurant unique?
You know, Jason's Deli, we're very proud of our menu. We're one of the first chains nationally to eliminate trans fats from our menu back in the early 2000s. So what you're going to get with Jason's Deli is no trans fats, no MSG, no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial dyes. So we're very, very, very proud of that. Sometimes it's not what you get with your food, it's what you're not getting as well. So that's really and truly what you get from Jason's Deli. Think fresh.
And as someone that works here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse is often going out downtown for lunch, one thing I've really appreciated is your salad bar. In fact, this is true. I've eaten here for lunch every day since you guys have opened at the salad bar. And but an opportunity for people who work downtown to eat healthy, which isn't always easy to do at lunchtime.
That's absolutely right. Yes, we definitely offer that, whether it be the salad bar or, you know, a fresh made sandwich. Both of our turkey and our hams on our menu, both are nitrate free. So you're not getting those nitrates that you really don't need.
For those who aren't downtown but may have passed your locations before, maybe have stopped in before, where else can they find Jason's Deli besides here?
Yeah, we have two other locations in the Indianapolis area. We have one that's in Fishers off of 116th in Allisonville. And the other location is in Castleton right off of 82nd Street.
You mentioned your unique hours. You guys close on a typical day at 5. However, for the Pacer fan who is here for a game, you guys extend your hours, extend your menu a little bit.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've created a brand new menu for Pacers basketball games. It's our events menu. You get a ton of value there. You get a pick two. You can get just a sandwich, or you can do a combination of pick two, such as, like, say, a salad with a baked potato, or a sandwich and a soup, or a sandwich and a baked potato. There's tons of different choices. Same great quality of Jason's Deli, just more options there. We have found that when you come down and eat with us during those games, you're really going to recognize the value that you get from Jason's Deli.
It's a good opportunity before the game, but you guys are open during the game as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. We'll be open from, the gates opening until about the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter.
Aaron Blaylock is the general manager of the downtown Jason's Deli location. Welcome here to Bankers Life Fieldhouse. It's good to have you, and appreciate your time here on Pacers Weekly.
Thank you very much. We're very lucky to be here. Thank you.
And if you are downtown during the lunchtime hour, make sure to check out Jason's Deli. It's a good chance, an opportunity to eat healthy downtown. They're quick. They get you in and out of there. And if you're there for Pacers games, they've got that fantastic menu that is up that Aaron was talking about a little bit earlier. And a thanks to Aaron for his time this week on Pacers Weekly. Fort Wayne Mad Ants. The Pacers will be making cuts here over the weekend. They will have to get their roster down to a manageable size, 14, 15 perhaps players. The players that are not on the Indiana Pacers roster now will go to the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, the Pacers D-League affiliate. For the second season, the two have been affiliated. And that means you'll see some of the players that have played in the preseason playing up in Fort Wayne. Their season doesn't tip off until a little bit later. Saturday, November 4th is when they will tip off against Long Island. And then their first home game, Tuesday, November 7th, at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne. So if you're listening to us, perhaps you're from our Fort Wayne audience, make sure to check out the Mad Ants and some of those Pacers players who will be playing in the Pacers' new G League affiliate. It's the new name of the NBA's developmental league. All right, we promised tickets. Let's give away a couple tickets coming up for Pacers and Trailblazers. On the line, we have two lower-level tickets. All you have to do is call in 317-239-1070. You can call in now. We'll take the fourth caller, 317-239-1070. Our winner will get two free lower-level tickets to Pacers and Trailblazers. 317-239-1070 is that number to call in. Coming up next, we will hear Eddie Whitey Goes Around the House with Rick Fusen on Pacers Weekly.
Hey fans, do you know a generous Pacers fanatic? Crown Royal and the Indiana Pacers want to reward fans who are doing good in our community with four tickets to sit courtside in the Crown Royal Thrones. Nominate a generous Pacers fan at pacers.com/generosity contest. No purchase necessary. Nominee must be 21 or older. For more information, pacers.com/generosity contest.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at PapaJohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time. Not valid with any other coupons or discount. Limited delivery area. Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer. Taxes extra.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You deserve fast access to the best and most compassionate care in Indiana with St. Vincent. To find a St. Vincent doctor near you or schedule an online visit or an immediate care visit, go to GetSaintVincentCare.org. That's GetSaintVincentCare.org.
And during our commercial break, we had our winner. Congratulations to Jason Stinnett, our winner of two tickets for Pacers And Trailblazers coming up on Friday. Thank you to all those who called in and are listening here to Pacers Weekly. And a congratulations to Jason, who will be in the field house coming up on Friday. All right, it's time to go around the house. This has become a little bit of a tradition now. Year three in a row, I believe, maybe even year four in a row, where Eddie White has opened up his Around the House segment. Eddie, typically during this show, will find somebody inside Bankers Live Fieldhouse who has an interesting story to tell, and he manages to land a pretty big interview right out of the gates. Pacers president and COO Rick Fusen is around the house with Eddie White.
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house. And as we do, it's become like a tradition. Our first guest right out of the gate, first show, is the big kahuna. He's the big guy. He's the president. The guy who runs the joint of Pacers Sports and Entertainment, my good buddy, Rick Fusen. Rick, welcome to the show, and it's good to have you start us out of the gate.
Thank you, Eddie. It's always good to be on this show the first time for a new season. This is my 34th season. Obviously the 51st season of the Indiana Pacers, and we're really looking forward to another great year.
You mentioned that we just finished 50 great years, and it's just remarkable and extraordinary years. And if you look to go, boom, now we're going to start the next 50. Holy smokes, do you guys have a lot of stuff going on around here?
I think the word around here is new. There's a lot of new things, you know, over half the team, new players. Victor Oladipo and the great IU star, leading us with Miles Turner, now a veteran, believe it or not. But I think they're going to be fun to watch up and down the court. They're going to be playing on a new floor. We have a new floor this year with new markings, and we got a new marketing slogan on that floor. It's called We Grow Basketball Here, which I think is great. Certainly we're the leader in terms of basketball, but as the Fever are for the WNBA, but we believe that basketball has its roots here in Indiana, and we want to continue to grow that. We got new lights they're going to be playing under, new LED lights. Obviously, that's great light, and it's the light of the future, and it's instant on and off. We can do a lot more from a theatrical standpoint, but it saves money too, so there's a lot of good things.
And then across the street, they're on a new, you got this new beautiful building across the street with your buddies from St. Vincent.
Yeah, St. Vincent, they really, really stepped up in terms of naming rights for that building, and we have an exclusive healthcare partnership with them now. What great people they are, certainly keeping our team well and keeping our employees well and keeping the community well, but led by Jonathan Nally, just a great group of folks, and they're playing under LED lights over there too, and they got a great facility, and I think it's going to really help us in terms of what we do from a free agent standpoint and keeping guys. And they can, it's really their home away from home.
And one of the things when the fans come in, they're coming to see this new team. They're going to see the new court, the new lights. They know the team's practicing across the street, but one of the first things you got to visit is this new store.
Yeah, the new team store. It's really the store of the future. We hadn't renovated that since we opened in 1999, and it was got a little bit dark and a little bit dated, and so now it's kind of hip. If a guy like me can be hip, it's kind of hip. But all the new Nike stuff with our new Nike partnership, which I think you can also see, you'll see ultimately all the new Nike uniforms in there that the Pacers are playing in. So they have new uniforms. Again, everything's new, but this store has great merchandise in it. Lauren Roa is running that, and she's done a great job in terms of merchandising. It's just a totally different look.
How proud are you when you see this franchise of what you've been a part of for so, so long, really making the moves you have to make to stay relevant in today's society? Because the world is changing, and it seems Pacers Sports and Entertainment is always ahead of the curve.
Yeah, well, we change in this world every day, but we have an owner and the owner's family who are folks who let us do the right things. I think they're the best ownership group in sports, and they tell us, hey, what's next? They challenge us all the time in terms of not being stayed, not staying back in the past. Although, interestingly enough, we've got a new PA announcer. And we went back in history to find Jerry Baker after 10 years of having Michael Grady and 40 years before that, of Reb Porter. And so we've got Jerry Baker, who's great, one of the greatest voices. So the bottom line is, not only can you go forward, but you can go forward with folks from the past. And I think that's one of the great things we're able to do here.
I think one of the factors, if you just looked at it neutrally, here it is, you reach back into the past to solve a need and to serve the present as we unite the future. But then this, tell me about this NBA 2K esports thing. Is like, holy smokes, that's like George Jetson and that stuff for us older guys.
Yeah, think about that. You know, we think about George Jetson, all the stuff that George and they did back then. It's all coming to reality here. You know, you got a robot to sweep your house. But it's amazing. So we are now in the e-gaming business. Unbelievable how that's changed now. All these young people and older folks, for that matter, playing the games on their phones or through the Xboxes, whatever the case may be. But this is the 2K NBA League. And so they'll take the game 2K and they'll play 5-on-5. So we'll have five members of a team here that'll represent the Indiana Pacers gaming group. And we'll play against 16 other teams that have been put together across the country. And it'll be streamed over different mediums. So it's going to be a fun deal. So we're into the future as well. And we'll see a lot of other things coming up.
Well, the word for the year coming up is new. The only thing I'm glad is old is you still got the old host here on Around the House and Pacers Overtime. You stay with I didn't check my email since March because I thought you might be going new host, but I'm thankful you're staying with the old goat here.
Eddie, life is about relationships, and we got to keep our friends. And just because we're old doesn't mean we're not going forward, and we're going forward.
My friend, it's good to see you.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right. How about that, Pat? It's always good. This guy got more things going on. He's like the lady that does the halftime show. She got all the dishes up in the air, bada bing, bada boom. That's what he's doing here. I can't wait to get this season started. Back to you, Patrick.
Eddie and Rick, thank you. And it's becoming a tradition now. Eddie White, I believe, for 4 years in a row, has had Pacers president and COO Rick Fusen on to begin our first episode of Pacers Weekly of the new season. And we certainly thank Eddie and Rick, who is very busy, for their time here on Around the House. All right, we already had our winner for tickets, and congrats to Jason Stinnett, but there are tickets available for those first two games coming up Wednesday against Brooklyn. It's opening night. You're going to want to be there. Tons of festivities going on with that. There's new lighting, as Rick talked about, new uniforms, new court, a ton of new things in action, and all happening at once. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. If you can't make it Wednesday, the first weekend night game is against Portland 2 days later on Friday, October 20th. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can purchase tickets for those first two games or any games going forward. All right, we're going to close out the show with a couple of live guests coming up next. Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. We're going to be talking training camp and leading you in to the Pacers season opener. Mark Monteith next on Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You deserve fast access to the best and most compassionate care in Indiana with St. Vincent. To find a St. Vincent doctor near you or schedule an online visit or an immediate care visit, go to getstvincentcare.org. That's getstvincentcare.org.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time. Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, I'm Pat Boylan. You're listening to Pacers Weekly. Every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan, if you miss any of it. Pacers.com/sound, the Pacers Sound SoundCloud, or iTunes is where you can hear the podcast version of it. With us now live, Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joining the show. All right, Mark, 2 weeks of training camp. Training camp is wrapping up. Any surprises you've seen so far?
I don't think surprises, really. Kind of hard to evaluate this team because of the short training camp, you know, and personally, I've only seen them twice. I saw the opening game at Milwaukee on television, and I saw the live game a couple nights ago. So hard to get a handle on things, but I think the thing that jumps out more than anything, or the primary takeaway, is just that this team has a different vibe about it. You know, there's a certain energy with it. It's a younger team. There's guys on this team who feel like they have something to prove or really are looking to advance their career. So there is a good feel for it. You know, I really have a difficult time coming up with any kind of a prediction for how many games they'll win, but I do think this team will be more fun to watch. It'll be more consistent from an energy standpoint, and I think the fans will enjoy that. I guess if there's one player that is kind of the story of training camp that might be a surprise to people, it would be Domas Sabonis. You know, he was part of the trade for Paul George. He had a solid rookie year in Oklahoma City last season, kind of tailed off toward the end. But this guy's a complete player. You know, he is a guy who is going to come off the bench, but I think he's going to get starter minutes. And I think in time he'll be a starter. I think he's from everything from setting a screen to hitting a three-pointer, he can do it. And I think he's going to be really valuable for this team because this team needs rebounding pretty desperately. And I think he's going to be their best rebounder. He had double-figure rebounds against Maccabi the other night. He averaged 8 rebounds a game in the preseason in about 20 minutes a game. So I think he's the guy that fans might be talking about the most, certainly throughout training camp when I asked players about who was standing out, who has surprised you, that type of thing. His name came up more than anybody else.
The one biggest downside of training camp, Glenn Robinson III going down with an ankle injury. And as that swelling went down, the doctors realized that it was something that was going to need surgery. And according to the Pacers last night, they announced Glenn Robinson III underwent successful surgery Friday for a repair of medial and lateral ligaments in his left ankle. Robinson III is expected to miss approximately 3 to 4 months, which is a little longer than that original diagnosis. So what's the impact of that, knowing Glenn Robinson III might be out through the rest of 2017?
Well, I think the major impact is defensively. You know, the Pacers need, every team needs a defender at that wing position. There's so many great scorers in the league at that so-called three position, and Glenn Robinson is the Pacers' best defender there, I think. So, you know, he has been a capable scorer, but not a great scorer, and I think they could pick up the slack for whatever scoring he would have brought. But defensively, I think they'll miss him. You know, the other guys are going to have to really focus on that and pick up the slack there, but he's a solid defender who would be a guy you want to throw out there on a Paul George, for example, somebody in another team who's a scoring threat. So they're going to have to play great team defense because they don't have a lot of strong, outstanding individual defenders. So they'll miss him. I think TJ Leaf, the rookie, can step in and provide scoring and other things. Even though they regard him primarily as a four, I think he can play three. And I think it'll be interesting to watch him because he showed a lot of promise as well.
Mark Monteith is with us. If you head over to Pacers.com right now, you can see Mark's newest article. It's titled Pacers Hoping to Unglue the Offense. Can you give us a little bit of an insight on what fans can read over there?
Well, last year the ball tended to stick, as people like to say. You know, they had players who their strength was with the ball, making individual one-on-one moves. Paul George, Jeff Teague, Monte Ellis were guys who really needed the ball to be at their best. And you can't have too many guys like that in your offense. You know, the ball doesn't move when guys are going one-on-one. I think that was a frustration to both Nate McMillan and the fans. So this year, I think you'll see better ball movement. Nate has kind of complained about it. You know, I thought watching the team the other night, I thought the ball was moving better than last year, but Nate said after the game he wasn't pleased with it. He thought it was really good against Milwaukee in the first exhibition game, and then, you know, some players kind of reverted a bit or fell into old habits. So he really is focused on that, and the players seem very willing to do it, you know, that they are going to have a more flowing offense. I think that'll make them more dangerous because they don't have great one-on-one talent. And I think in Indiana and everywhere else, we all enjoy watching basketball most when the ball moves and players are moving. So I think you'll see that from this team this year. I think there's enough scoring in that starting lineup and in the rotation to score enough points to win games. But to do that, they will have to move the ball and have a flowing offense.
Mark, we've got about a minute left here. You have a new book out. It's called Reborn, The Pacers and the Return of Pro Basketball to Indiana. Fans can buy that book from a myriad of different locations, but why just buy it when you could also meet Mark Monteith as well? You've got a book signing coming up.
I will be at the Barnes & Noble in Carmel today from 1 to 4 o'clock. And if enough people are there around 1, I'll give a presentation. We can have a discussion about the beginnings of the Pacer franchise. The book covers the formation and first two seasons of the franchise, how it got off the ground, how the stage was set for the championship years that followed. It's 400 pages, more than 50 photographs, many of them never before published. Put a lot of time into the research of it. It gets into some of the anecdotes, like the player who took a gun on a road trip and pointed it at a teammate in a hotel in New Orleans. How Slick Leonard changed the culture. I think it gives a pretty detailed account of how a coach came in, took a team that had been 1-7 and got it to the finals, and put in a culture change that changed the entire franchise. Just the glory and heartbreak of professional basketball, how the Pacers won over the city, you know, that second year when they got to the finals in 1969. So a lot of stories in there, a lot of history in there. I think even if you weren't alive when the Pacer franchise began, I think you'll enjoy the stories. So far, early returns on the book are good, and I think people will enjoy it.
And you can review and view his work regularly over on Pacers.com as well. That's Mark Monteith. Mark, thanks for your time here this morning.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
That's Mark Monteith live. Coming up next, we close the show out with Jeremiah Johnson live. He's with us next on Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film. Our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer. And I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
At KeyBank, we believe financial wellness is all about taking small steps.
Financial wellness means spending your money wisely and being aware of your spending. KeyBank's financial wellness tool not only makes it so that I can track my spending, but I can see what I'm spending my money on. I feel more conscious of what I'm spending, and I feel like I have the reins more than I did before.
If you want to take your first steps to financial wellness, use the red key. KeyBank, member FDIC.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time. Not valid with any other coupons or discount. Limited delivery area. Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer. Taxes extra.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling on.
Fueling the American spirit.
Wrapping up Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. If you've been with us in years past, you know we close this show always live with Jeremiah Johnson. And he joins us now. Jeremiah, it's been a long 5 months without talking to you at 1050. Good to have you back.
Good to be back. And is that new intro music? Does the song have a new musical selection, or is that because Tony B's at the controls today?
Maybe a little bit of both. We'll find out. Everything right. Is still still in flux for the new season, but we do have a couple
like
of new wrinkles.
So. You know, if I get a vote, I like the intro there.
All right. Well, David Deering will be with us as well throughout a lot of the year, so we'll pass on your comments. This is year four for you as an on-air presence and the sideline reporter on television, as well as the pregame show, postgame show host on Fox Sports Indiana. What excites you most about year four?
Just the way that the players are excited. You know, I think every year teams are optimistic and you go to media day and you have a pretty good feeling. But I sense a general enthusiasm that maybe I have not seen in the 4 or 5 years. Obviously, each of the last, you know, few years, people have been excited. But I think that the guys really enjoy being around each other. We're seeing a very good sense of camaraderie. And I love to see guys diving on the floor, getting a floor burn here or there. And I've seen that in the preseason games. I've seen that in practice. I think the effort will be there. It'll just take a little bit of time to get some chemistry on the floor.
Miles Turner at age 21 essentially is taking over the largest leadership role on this team. You're not with the team regularly traveling like when we normally talk to you and like you will be when we talk to you in the future. But what have you noticed so far from him as he looks to regain this new role?
Just similar things to what I just said in terms of, you know, the enthusiasm. Miles is one of these guys that has always been, you know, a big smile on his face. And I think he really makes people cheer for him. It's easy to be a Miles Turner fan, and we've seen more of that. But we've also seen him grab a guy by the jersey and put him in the right spot at the right time. And in the last couple of years, it was other guys grabbing Miles. So I think he has a better grasp of the offense. He understands where he's supposed to be when, and he's comfortable in a role being a leader. I think a lot will be made of Miles Turner and being team leader or a leader on this team early on, and he probably will get tired of answering those questions and discussing it. But he is a leader on this team. He is someone that other people look up to, even though he's only 21 years old.
Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson is with us. I made up this award about a week ago. It was called the Most Fans Gained Award on the season coming up because there are so many new Pacers that come into this year's team. My pick early is Domantas Sabonis. Who would you pick for that fake award that I just made up?
Yeah, that'd be my pick as well. In the practices that I have seen, sometimes Mark Monteith comes in and says, what do you see? Because I actually have the ability to watch more of practice than others. And he's been the guy that has really impressed me. Every time there's a loose ball, he's grabbing it. He's getting a second shot opportunity, creating it. And I love watching him interact with Lance Stephenson. So when these new Nike jerseys come out and I was thinking about, oh, okay, Preston wants to get a new jersey. Who should he get? And he has a Miles Turner jersey, and he said he wanted Lance Stephenson, and that would be great as well. But I think we will see quite a few number 11s grow throughout the course of this season, and Domantas Sabonis is someone that I think fans are really going to love. He's not a native Hoosier by any means, but he plays an Indiana brand of basketball.
The Pacers open their season on Wednesday, October 18th against Brooklyn. I want to ask you a two-part question. We're getting closer for your pregame show for that, so can you let the fans know what they have to look forward to there? But before we get there, you can catch Jeremiah Johnson as a part of Fox Sports Indiana's season preview special as well.
Yeah, each and every year we try to do a few different things and add to what we've done the year before. And so for the first time in quite some time, there's a special season preview show before the first show of the season. So once again, we'll be on for an hour on opening night. But tonight at 6 o'clock, the first airing of the Pacers season preview show, and then 7 airings in total over the next 4 or 5 days. I believe it's 6 o'clock tonight and then 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, and then check your local listings. But the final airing of that show actually will be 5:30 on Wednesday afternoon prior to the one-hour live season opening edition of Pacers Live. So in effect, we'll be on almost 2 hours before tip-off, 5:30 on Wednesday, then 6 o'clock we're on actually live with Pacers Live, and then the tip-off, as everyone knows, is around 7:10. So get out to the field house. It should be a great atmosphere, but if you can't make it out Wednesday, set your DVR and join us on Fox Sports Indiana. I'm guessing you'll get a little glimpse of Pat Boylan both pre and post on Wednesday as well. So, I mean, if for no other reason, I'm sure fans have missed you.
That's Pacers TV host and sideline reporter Jeremiah Johnson, as well as better half of the Sideline Guys podcast. Jeremiah, thanks for your time here this morning.
Half, just half.
That's Jeremiah Johnson. As you heard him, you can catch him. Tons of pregame coverage leading up to that opener on October 18th. Fox Sports Indiana will have an hour-long live pregame show coming up there. Fox Sports Indiana, they will then start their regular coverage of pregame shows that start 30 minutes before each game with Pacers Live pregame with Jeremiah Johnson. We're with you as well on the radio side. 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM across the Pacers radio network. Pregame coverage starting 30 minutes before each game. That includes the opener against Brooklyn on Wednesday, October 18th. We'd love to have you in attendance, though. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can purchase your tickets for Brooklyn, for Portland on Friday, or for any games coming up this season. Tickets are on sale now. That'll wrap it up for our first Pacers Weekly of the season. And thanks to all of you for listening, and thanks to Tony Donahue for filling in at producer here this morning. We'll see you next week, 10 to 11, Pacers Weekly, every Saturday morning on 1070 The Fan.